It holds on to the double tree. See, you got two. It's a double tree. That's the side of the single tree and one of them. Oh, and double tree and so.
Okay. If a man had load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, you say he was doing what?
He was hauling some wood or something.
Okay. Suppose there was a log across the road. You'll say, I tied a rope to it and
it
out of the way. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, if something you break the ground with in the spring, you get ready to plant your crop.
We call it a crop.
Mm-hmm. After you have plowed, what do you use to break the ground up even finer?
That's a little harrow. The thing that's got a lot of things on to it. And I haven't been on the farm. I've just been visiting my granddad.
Who is it that the fields and a wagon sit on to?
The fields of the wagon. The fits on to the
action. I'm kind of down about the farm too. What do you call the X-shaped frame you lay a log across to chop it into stove limbs?
A sawing log. You know, they have them where just the height that you need to saw. And a lot of people call them that, the horses.
Okay. Well, if you strain your hair with a comb and a... You usually like that monkey usually use something to when you're working on your hair.
You strain your hair with a strain it with a comb and a brush.
Right, okay. Now, you strain a straight razor on a, you sharpen a straight razor on a leather. Okay. What do you put in a revolver?
Is that a gun that you
mean?
Yeah, a cartilage.
You sound kind of violent. Okay. Now, a plank laid over a trestle for children to play on. I think on the playground you call it something. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call a lumber plank fixed at both ends that children use to jump on, jump up and down on?
We used to say drive. A driving board or something of that sort.
Okay.
If that's the same type you're talking about, that's what we do. We drive up and down. You know.
That sounds right. That might be a tool that is anchored in the middle to get close to stump. Children get on each end and spin around in it.
Homemade flying, Jimmy.
Homemade wood.
Flying, Jimmy.
Homemade flying wood.
Thank you.
Okay. So you tie a long rope to a tree limb and put a seat onto it so the children can go back and forth. You've made a
swing.
Swing, okay. Now, what do you call, you carry a coal limb?
The coal bucket. On a
stick. That runs from the stove to the chimney.
The stove pipe.
A small vehicle to carry bricks or other sort of things with a little wheel in front and two handles to push it back. What do you sharpen a knife on?
Sharpening your knives or something like that.
Yeah, when you're working with heavy tools.
We call it a wet rock. Is that a wet rock or something like that?
Okay. Sometimes I don't know whatever word that we use for in place of a rock, we might say
stone.
Okay.